Breaking news, Matt Lauer fired from the Today Show on NBC.
Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. That is the statement from our chairman, Andy Lack.
So that's Matt Lauer being fired this morning. They announced it on the Today Show. They didn't break it otherwise. They knew going into it, but I guess it's the appropriate place to do it, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think so. Go ahead.
Learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated and we are still processing all of this. And I will tell you right now, we do not know more than what I just shared with you. But we will be covering this story as reporters, as journalists. I'm sure we will be learning more details in the hours and days to come. And we promise we will share that with you. Mm-hmm. And Hoda, I mean, you know, for the moment, all we can say is that we are heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for Matt. He is my dear, dear friend and my partner, and he is beloved by many, many people here. And I'm heartbroken for the brave colleague who came forward to tell her story, and any other women who have their own stories to tell. Mm-hmm. And we are grappling with a dilemma that so many people have faced these past few weeks. How do you reconcile your love for someone with the revelation that they have behaved badly? Mm-hmm. And I don't know the answer to that.
Man.
And it reminds me, he had Bill O'Reilly on recently. And he had a new book out or whatever. And Bill O'Reilly was let go from Fox News for allegations of sexual harassment. And he was like drilling down, as he should. You know, that's one of the things on top of people's mind when they see Bill O'Reilly now.
Yeah.
But like would not let it go. Like, so you're saying all these women are liars? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're telling us? Mm-hmm. I mean, really smug towards him. Knowing the whole time, at any moment, it could happen to him.
The shocking, I am shocked to hear it. I mean, there have been rumors for years that Matt Lauer has been cheating with coworkers or cheating on his wife. And those were rumors. Nothing was ever confirmed 100%.
That doesn't mean he's having inappropriate sexual conduct in the workplace.
You're right. But to hear now, today, that he's just fired. I mean, there's no investigation. There's no allegation. It just fired.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe because they keep saying a detailed accusation from a coworker. I don't know if it's a current coworker or a former one. My guess would be current, but I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. And that it was so detailed and so many, you know, and then they're like, well, you know, there's always like rumors. You know, people at your workplace.
Of course.
Not 100%, but you know, kind of their personalities. You see things. You're like, well, I don't know. Maybe that wasn't appropriate or not. So I just think a corporation as big as, or I guess GE, but NBC, wouldn't just do it haphazardly and then open themselves up for some major lawsuit.
Well, and in the statement, they said that they have reason to believe that it was not an isolated incident.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm still shocked. I really am. But it is indeed true. I mean, until we learn otherwise. But it's just, it's shocking to me.
I did have Ask Man Kiss Matt to get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, breaking news. Matt Lauer fired at the Today Show. In your experience with these bigger, I mean, I don't know if you have experience with this, but in big corporations, when they let someone high profile go, do they normally have like their ducks in a row?
Oh, absolutely. And from what I heard this morning, because I was fascinated by this and been reading it all morning, they said they did conduct an extensive review of the situation and that they had reason to believe that this was not an isolated occurrence. And apparently there was some strong evidence of something very inappropriate that happened. And it was a clear violation of the company's standards as well as, exposing the company to potential claims. And they did exactly the right thing, because when companies allow someone who's been accused of this kind of conduct, and when there's good, strong evidence of it, when they allow those people to remain in their positions, then that exposes the company to greater liability for ratifying that conduct.
Mm-hmm. Jason Goodman, you have a question?
Well, I have a question. So let's say at a company, somebody brings forth a complaint that was sexual misconduct of somebody. Is it an automatic, okay, he's fired and we're going to take her word for it in a regular company? And then if we find out,
if we find out
it's not true, can he?
There's more evidence. Mm-hmm.
If we find out, let's say, for instance, a company knee-jerked react too quickly, can there be a lawsuit for being fired, like in the state of North Carolina, it's right to work? But let's say you were fired for sexual misconduct, then it turns out later on that that was not true. Does the person who got fired have any repercussions?
Not generally speaking. In a state like North Carolina, as you said, it's an employment at will state. And so if you are fired because of a suspicion of misconduct, then there's very little recourse against the employer unless you are a state employee. State employees have more of a property interest in their jobs and have more of a right to due process than private sector employees. So if there's just a suspicion of misconduct and you're fired, then you really don't have much recourse in that situation, because you can be fired in North Carolina because I don't like the color shirt you wear, or, you know, I don't like the way you smell, or, you know, you name it. I can fire you for just about anything that's not a protected status, like your race, your religion, that sort of thing.
Now, in other states where it's not, and I don't know how many states would have the right to fire or not, but in other states there's more laws on you have to be fired for a particular reason?
Well, some states just have more due process built into their employment laws, but it's the minority of jurisdictions. Usually there are some states like New York and California that give employees a little greater right in greater interest to have due process and termination, but it's still pretty difficult to come after an employer when they have fired you for some suspicion of misconduct. But usually companies are going to do an investigation, and the mere allegation, a mere isolated allegation, is not going to be enough to get you fired, because most employees, you know, are trustworthy, and, you know, you make a generous assumption that your employee is trustworthy, right? And so you do an investigation, and you say, okay, what's going on here? You do interviews. You have to have a greater factual background, I think, than just a mere accusation.
It is kind of crazy. Somebody could accuse you of something, be lying, you can lose your job, be humiliated, and then you really have no recourse if you're in the private sector.
Well, and she said based on suspicion of sexual misconduct, that's the reason for firing. There's no recourse even if you did it or not. I'm assuming if they accused you of it,
you could sue the person personally who falsely accused you, maybe. Is that true, Lisa Lanier?
Yeah, you could. If you're falsely accused by someone, you do have recourse against them. But typically, the person who's accusing you isn't really going to have the resources
for you
to really recover anything. So your deeper pocket there is the employer. If there was something that was wrong, you know, the employer did. But typically, and a lot of times, if you are engaged in behavior that is giving rise to concerns about sexual misconduct, even if it's not rising to the level of actual misconduct, but if you're just behaving maybe in a slightly inappropriate fashion, then that conduct that gave rise to that suspicion may be enough to get you fired. I mean, certainly the employer has that right.
All right. Well, thank you. You know, Matt Lauer fired at the Today Show, and so I know you were just reading about it a few minutes ago. We just found out about it around 7 a.m. this morning. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, don't wait. Contact her. As you know, you can tell she knows her stuff for real. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. She does have offices all over the state of North Carolina.